A study by a Nobel Prize-winning economist made national headlines last week for saying middle-aged white Americans were dying at increasing rates while other age and race groups had declining death rates. We asked Idaho's Department of Health and Welfare to analyze the numbers for Idaho. Adam Cotterell has the results.
The death rate for white Idaho residents between 45 and 54 years of age increased by more than 23% since 1999. That's the only demographic to see what Health and Welfare considers a statistically significant increase. Death rates for most groups remained relatively unchanged, but multiple groups had significant decreases in death rates, including whites over 65 and Hispanics under 25. But the increase for the 45 to 54-year-olds was enough to make the state's total death rate for the white population increase significantly. The authors of the national study say the rising death rate for middle-aged whites is largely accounted for by increasing death from drug and alcohol poisonings, suicide, and chronic liver diseases often associated with alcohol abuse. That prompted some news outlets to make the claim that middle-aged white Americans are dying of despair. The study's authors put it less melodramatically, saying there is growing distress in this population. In Idaho, rates of death by drug and alcohol poisoning for 45 to 54-year-old whites more than doubled between 1999 and 2013, as did rates of death by suicide. Death from liver disease nearly doubled in that time. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.